You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. We're excited today to have you here with us. I'm with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, and today's show, kind of interesting title, Your IRAs, Three God Questions. Okay. And so you may know the story that Adam was there in Genesis chapter 3, and they'd managed to do the one thing they weren't supposed to do, and they found themselves in trouble, and God came to call, and he asked three wonderful questions that I think we could all examine a lot of areas of our life with these questions. And so when I mention these questions, they're really a lot bigger than what we're talking about, just IRAs, and you can be thinking about them in all areas of your life. But the first question he asked is, where are you, Adam? The second question he asked is, who told you you were naked? But he was, you know, essentially, who told you? And the third question is, what have you done? And son, and he said that, I'm sure, in a very loving way, but what have you done? And so all those are great examining questions. And so as we look at our IRAs, well, the first question, Hans, is, you know, where are you? And at what stage of your IRA are you at?
Yeah, and it's stage of life. I mean, something that came to me from really from Ed Slott, who I go to these seminars twice a year, and I'm constantly reading his material. I'm part of his group. And he talked at the last session about the penalty-free zone. And I just thought, that's kind of interesting. It's 59.5 to 70.5, which is a whole lot of our listeners. And if you're not in this zone from 59.5 to 70.5, and you're a listener, you're probably headed there or you're thinking about there, because otherwise, why would you be listening to the show?
Well, you could have a parent that's, you know, you could be in your 40s. But still, that's a significant thing. So before I'm 59.5, if I touch my IRA, I'm going to pay huge penalties.
10% of every dollar coming out of that penalty, out of that IRA.
And if I'm over 70.5, then I've got to do minimum distributions.
Yeah, I mean, you're exposed to a 50% penalty, not a 10% penalty, but a 50%. Not of the whole IRA, but it's of the amount you should have distributed and you didn't.
So, you know, say I've got a $300,000 IRA, and it seems like a lot of people have that amount, and I'm 70.5. This year I needed to take $3,000?
Yeah, it probably would be more like $12,000.
See, that's why we have you as a financial planner and not me.
Yeah, a little short of $12,000, but yeah.
Okay, so I should have taken $12,000. But I did my own taxes. I didn't know about minimum distributions. And so, wow, when I turned 73, now I've done this 3 years in a row, I was supposed to take three $12,000 minimum distributions, and I didn't. And so now I've got to pay.
Well, so there's a whole process and a form that we use to catch somebody up, is to just go to the IRS. And we can appeal it if there's some kind of extenuating circumstance. Those appeals don't go very well, but I mean, we can at least start it. But so you got $12,000 that you should have taken for 3 years. That equals $36,000. So we would calculate the minimum, not using my head math, but actually with the table and the chart, and come up with a dollar amount. And then that means you should have taken out $36,000 and you didn't. Then your penalty would be 50% of the amount you should have taken, or it'd be $18,000.
So that, boom, you're sending $18,000 to the IRS. You don't get it
back. And you haven't even paid taxes yet.
Right. And so then on top of that, you still got to take out $36,000?
No. No, I believe you can take that out of the out of the other 18, and then you're going to have to pay taxes on the other 18.
Will you pay taxes on the whole 36?
No.
Just on the 18.
That would be double taxation. But it basically, you're going to send most of this $36,000 to the IRS.
So if I'm understanding, and I'm not the math genius at all, but so if I would have taken my $12,000 distribution, it wasn't like I was giving that money to the IRS. I was taking that money and I could
spend it,
in a bank as a savings account. I'd have to pay tax on it as income.
You'd have to pay taxes on it as income, but if you're in a lower bracket, that could be 20%, 15%, and then a little bit of state tax. If you're in a really low bracket where you're just living off of your Social Security, and this is where it's a real shame with the 50% penalty, is that when we discover these on people later, you maybe could have paid no taxes on it if it was just a small amount of money and it was you don't have a lot of other sources of income other than Social Security. So once you're 70 and a half, you're definitely out of the penalty-free zone. I mean, you've gone into the penalty zone. And before 59 and a half, you got a pretty substantial penalty when you put that together with the tax of any money you're going to pull out of there, because the government really doesn't want you accessing this money because they want you to have it for retirement.
Right. But there is a huge benefit if you ask the question, where are you, and you are in the penalty-free zone. This is a time to make hay because, it's like the springtime of the year there.
Well, yeah, and what we're going to want to do is we're going to want to think about a Roth conversion. And I don't necessarily say you want to wait till you're 59 and a half to think about a Roth conversion, because Roth conversion makes sense anytime. So do we need to talk a little bit about what am I talking about here with a Roth conversion?
Somebody maybe let's not know what a Roth means.
Okay, what a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, it's tax-free instead of tax-deferred. A regular or traditional IRA is tax-deferred, meaning that you don't pay taxes on it now, on either the earnings or the contributions, but you're going to pay taxes later, or somebody is, after your death. Okay?
Right.
You might even pay some penalties if you don't take proper distributions after 70 and a half. So tax deferred is what most people think with IRA is, I'm going to do this to save on taxes, but it just means that later they're going to get you. With a Roth, it's tax free, but you get no tax deduction now. So in other words, if you convert traditional IRA money to Roth IRA, you got to pay the taxes. And immediately people are going to say, well, why would I want to do that? My own CPA said that's nuts. Why would you want to do that when I'm doing it? I said, well, I don't see a lot of future in calling your clients nuts. Okay? but it's okay. but I just won him over when I did it because I just said that now I've got this money in an account that I can just leave there until I die, and then my kids are going to inherit this tax-free money, which is kind of cool. Or if I need money when I'm old, or I need to create an income, or I need to avoid taxes on my Social Security, just for whatever reason, I can just pull that money out, no taxes due. How cool is that?
Right. It's
huge. Then I can leave it there, and I can invest it in whatever I want to invest as long as it's IRA suitable. And the growth on that, that's tax-free as well.
So here we are, if I'm in the tax-free zone, right?
It's the penalty-free zone.
Excuse me, the penalty-free zone. I need to get that right.
Yeah.
The penalty-free zone and, right, taking advantage of the low tax rates that we have right now, it's a great time to do Roth conversions.
Well, it is.
If you're in that age frame of where are you, son? I'm 63 years old and I've got a, IRA.
You might want to spread it out over a few years, but it might not. I mean, we can now, the always preferable, if you got the money on the sideline somewhere else, is to convert the whole thing, the whole amount in your IRA, and to pay the taxes out of other money if you have it. I don't want you selling something to do that, but if you got other money sitting there, in a CD or in a brokerage account, or you just got money, you inherited it, you earned it, you saved it, whatever, and it's sitting there in a savings account. Use that money to pay the taxes and then take the whole amount of the IRA, the traditional IRA, and move it into the Roth. Now, that's the best way to do it. But there's a lot of people that don't have that money sitting over there on the sidelines, or if they do have it, they can't part with it, or they won't part with it. So what I'm supposing to you here, with these low tax rates, it makes sense to do a conversion, you know, right now at 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, it really makes sense at 75. I mean, it just, but to do a conversion and actually pay the taxes due out of the IRA money, okay? Because you're going to have less money in your IRA, but it's going to be untainted by future taxes. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not recommending this just blindly to everybody. We need to look at your situation. I just want you to consider it.
And just ask the question, where are you? And what options are available to you? That's what we're talking about today on Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is on our IRAs, which you'll find that as one of the 7 worry tabs there at cardinalguide.com, which you can get a free PDF of Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. That whole section is free there at the 7 Worries tab as a PDF, or you can just order the book on Amazon for real inexpensive, or you can just email Hans and he'll get you the book.
You send me an email or a message on the website, we'd be glad to send you the book.
So you've got several clients that really are in this zone right now. Have you got a story that comes to mind of somebody that you're working with?
Well, yeah. I mean, one gentleman that I'm thinking of is he's just now turning 65, and we sent him a letter, and we talked about a lot of things more than just Medicare, the turning 65 letter, and he came in to see us. He's a CPA. And this gentleman is very wealthy. And he had no idea what a big problem this Irma was going to be for him on Medicare. So he's been doing Roth conversions, but a little bit a year. And he's just discovered that between his wife and him, they're going to be paying $1,000 a month extra for their Medicare with this thing called Irma. And Irma is based upon your taxable income. So he, you know, so your money that you pay taxes on every year for a married couple, and if you're over certain thresholds, you're going to have to pay extra for Medicare.
So if your name is Irma, don't take any of this personally. But when we come back from the break, we'll be getting more into Irma and more, because we only got one of the 3 questions. All we got to is, where are you, son? We haven't even heard about it. Who'd you hear that from? And or what have you done? We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, which as always is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. If you put in Cardinal, you got to add the guide, CardinalGuide.com. You can find all sorts of information there as well. But today's show, we're talking about IRAs, specifically 3 God questions. Those questions being, where are you, son? You know, who told you that, son? And what have you done? And so along those lines, you know, we're still with, you know, where are you at, son? We've been talking about these Irmas. In this particular man's case, he didn't realize that, wow, I'm making these conversions a bit faster, Roth. All right.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the second question for just a second, is who told you? And I think that comes in every one of these radio segments and all the 7 worries, but it specifically comes in a lot with IRAs. There are so many misconceptions. I mean, I want to ask that so badly to people when they come in all full of what they think is wisdom about IRAs, or they don't really think it's wisdom, but it's just these givens that, you know, isn't it this, isn't it that, you know, and I almost want to ask them, who told you that? You know, and you were talking earlier just about the three questions, and it's just, you know, with Adam, it was, you know, who told you that? Was it me or was it the devil?
Yeah, it's a critical question, and everything you get told is going to be told to you is either from a son of God or it's from, you know, a son of Satan. And those sons of Satan, although, you know, you can say what you want, but they're usually into self-gratification, and so they have a motivation for the reason that they're telling you what it is that they're telling you. And so, you know, it's pretty good.
Well, that just comes into play is so many people have these facts in their head that are partly true, and they're things, it just really calls for planning and logic, and I can help you with that. I mean, that's what I do for a living, and to think through it. So back to this gentleman, he's a CPA, and he's very well off and has done a lot of planning, and he's in the middle of these Roth conversions, but he's all of a sudden learned he's got substantial retirement income, and he already knows that he's going to have to pay substantial taxes on his Social Security check when he gets it, which is going to be a few years from now. But he just learned about this Irma thing, you know, where he's paying an extra over $500 a month each on both his wife and him. I mean, you put that together, that's $12,000 a year. And he's thinking, well, gee, do I really want to keep up with these Roth conversions and running my income up so I've got these high costs for Medicare? And the answer to that is maybe. I mean, we're still working that out for him, and he's working it, doing it together with him. But it's certainly a consideration is when you do a Roth conversion, you're just greatly increasing your income by the amount of the conversion that particular year. So I think he was doing like a couple of $100,000 a year. And the IRA is up over $1 million, and he's already somewhat well into it. So he's got probably $400,000 over at the Roth. And now I showed him the QCD. So when he gets to be 70 and a half, and he's got to do minimum distributions out of the traditional IRA, he'll be able to donate that money up to $100,000 a year to the church or to, you know, qualified charities. And so we just brought a whole lot of factors in there with IRAs for him. But the point I want people to get is I'd like folks to consider a Roth conversion at any age. And then specifically, if you reach 60, where you don't have to pay that 10% penalty, you might even consider a Roth conversion or a partial conversion over a series of years where you're actually paying the tax out of the IRA money. So I just noticed the word consider. I didn't tell you to go out and do this.
So that's the story at the top end. But what about somebody, you know, more like me what's at the bottom end?
Yeah. So the lady that I just took in as a client last night, she's a referral. She's down in Charleston. I've helped out her boss substantially on a number of things. And she was really worried that she just doesn't have enough money saved. She's 68 years old or turning 68. Her husband's turning 70. And, you know, I didn't even ask her how much money she had. She didn't just cough it up. She just told me it's not enough. And then, you know, what I did is I got over to Social Security pretty quick. And I just, you know, like, what do you got coming in now? You know, and so she had taken her Social Security at age 66. So she's been getting it for like 2.5 years. He's been getting it for 2.5 years. Or no more than that, 3.5, 4 years. But in any case, she's got $2,000 a month. He's got $1,600 a month. And then I also found out that she's eligible for a pension of $1,000 a month if she retires in February. So when you add all that up, she's got, we're really, I mean, when I do all the math, and I talked about her on an earlier show, it's going to be about $5,000 a month that she can get just pretty much tax-free, and most of that's Social Security. And she's not going to have to pay any taxes on that Social Security unless she has a bunch of other income. So you could almost, in a sick sort of way, you could say the fact that you don't have a lot of IRA money saved up could be, from a tax standpoint, a good thing, because you're not going to pay any taxes on the Social Security and other income. So hers is a little bit historic. It would have been nice if she would have gotten this advice about 6 years ago. She's got $240,000 in her 401k, and her husband has about $120,000. So that's no small chunk of change, and I told her that. And that whole $360,000 is eligible, or it's there, that we can create an income in addition to the $5,000 a month. Okay? So it's a good thing. You got this money saved. It's more than you think it is. And, you know, we can set that up so that you can draw money out of that, that you won't run out for the rest of your life. We've got a whole bunch of ways to do that. Point is that when she takes too much out of that in any given year, it's not only is she going to have to pay taxes on that, she's going to increase the taxes that she's paying on her Social Security and her pension.
Right.
Okay, or that are both her husband and her. So her story is a little bit more historic. If I could have gotten with her 6 years ago or 7 years ago, we might not have 240 and 120 in there. We might only, you know, instead of 240, we might only have 180 or something if we had used the money in the traditional 401k to convert it over to, if we use the money in there to pay the taxes, we'd have less money now, but it'd all be tax-free and it'd be available to us.
Wow. Well, to get to that last question, which I think is, it's a tough one, but when you, if you realize that God's asking it, you know, what have you done? And so how helpful is it, Hans, when people tell you the whole story versus taking the Adam, well, she did this and this person, but to actually say, well, these are the things I did, maybe should have taken more time to make this decision. Maybe I should have, but this is where I'm at right now. This is what I really have done is really helpful.
Well, in IRA planning, it really goes back to the first question is where are you? Okay. Because the reality is it doesn't matter at this point who told you that. Okay. And you know, and what you've done, what's done is done. I mean, so we're back at the first question is, where are you? Where are you at? What situation are you in? And that's what I do for people. We're going to sit down. That's what I did with this lady last night is we sat down. And we don't want to spend too much time now, you know, crying over spilt milk or whatever. I mean, it is what it is. And I pointed out several things to her that are just good in her situation. And then at the end, I asked her how much money she's got in these 401ks, and I was pleasantly surprised. Now we just have the problem of distributing that to her and not upsetting the apple cart with taxes. So when you go through these three questions, I think they're a wonderful thing to go through when you're trying to get your head right and your heart right about planning out your retirement, specifically with IRAs. But I'm going to end up at the first question is, where are you? And once I find that out and once I get a clear picture of things, then I'm going to make a recommendation and get most it can be. She's in actually great shape.
Well, one of the things that I know where you wonder where you are when it comes to IRAs is, you know, figuring out who your beneficiaries are and making sure those are up to date. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that, right?
Every meeting with Ed Slott, he just goes over that and over it and over it. And we go over it every time we're on the phone with our clients and we're doing a review. So every IRA in the United States has a beneficiary on it. If it doesn't have a beneficiary, it's not an IRA.
Or a 401k.
401k. It's got a beneficiary. And if you haven't looked at that in a while, you need to look at it. And I can help you do that. It's probably you folks that are online with this stuff, go online. It'll tell you what the beneficiary. There's also a change of beneficiary form. Now, it's pretty simple. If you're married, your beneficiary is your spouse. But who are your contingent beneficiaries? I mean, what if your spouse dies before you do? Okay. We have a lot of people that their spouse is already deceased. And then when we finally look at the thing, they've still got their deceased spouse down as the beneficiary, and they got no contingent beneficiaries. And the contingent beneficiaries many times are the children, sometimes not. So just reemphasizing that.
Because again, when we've talked about this many times, that your will won't matter when it comes to this. If whoever's listed as the beneficiary, and I went through this with my dad's life insurance company, he hadn't updated that beneficiary in forever, and it was supposed to be his wife who'd passed away, you know, 3 or 4 years before he did. And then the money was going to this trust that had never been opened because the beneficiary had never been up, you know. And so you know what I went through trying to get that trust open.
So you got you got things like your dad, which are just like a no-brainer that – If one person listens to this show and checks it out and we discover that, well, we can still do something about it. Wonderful. Then you got the people that think everything's fine and it's who they want, but it doesn't make sense tax-wise because there's tax ramifications of who gets what. And that might not be aligned and written exactly the way you want it. And that's where we can also help you out tremendously.
Yeah. So, again, Hans wrote a whole book, and there's lots of information on this subject. If you can get the IRA tab at the 7 Worries at cardinalguide.com. Of course, you can order the whole book there, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement. You've been listening to Certified Financial Planner Hans Schild. It's all brought to you by cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide with the cardinal, and you'll get right there. Thank you so much for listening. It's fun.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.